Good morning and welcome to the Daily Dairy Digest, the podcast by Get Fair Dairy about the European dairy commodity markets. And in today's podcast, we'll take a quick look at the more bearish liquid market, and we'll talk about the impact that we think the higher prices might have that we see now on the gas, oil and energy market. Today is the 29th of September. Let's take a look at the dairy markets. Yesterday, the market turned a bit more bearish. We hear that there is more volume available on the spot market for liquids and the demand is pulling away. There are big differences in the reported prices we hear for cream, raw milk and skim milk concentrate, but they are all trending downward. And on the commodity market, we see a similar picture. There seems to be more volume available for October, but the demand for October seems low and more buyers are focused on buying for further out. It seems that Western Europe is getting a little bit more milk and factories are looking for buyers as the demand for the commodities they make is also slowing down. We hear prices for raw milk as low as 55 cents ex-works France up to 61 cents delivered to the customers in Holland and Germany. Compared to last week, this seems to be between 5 and 7 cents lower. Skim milk concentrate is also trading in a widespread. We hear ex-works prices between 31.50 and 32.50 ex-works France and delivered prices up to 3400. Cream prices, however, seem to be trading relatively firm. We have heard prices ex-works Netherlands as low as 8500, but also up to 8750 delivered to Germany. But putting all figures together, we see more milk and a little bit less outlet. And then we look at the energy market. With the explosion of the Nord Stream 2, there is still a lot of uncertainty. Gas prices have gone up again above 200 euros, and also energy prices and oil prices are trading higher again. But in our opinion, it's very unlikely that this will impact the milk supply. It seems that the worries are bigger that higher gas, energy and oil prices will impact the internal EU demand more than it will impact the production. It would, in our opinion, be unethical to spill the milk with poverty in the EU rising. We think the production of dairy products will continue no matter the gas, energy and oil prices. We see governments are already intervening to assure the basic needs of the EU citizens are secured. Speaking to more people who attended the UKLA in Brussels on Tuesday, it seems that the milk production for this year is forecasted slightly higher than we heard and reported. More countries are posting pluses in the milk production, and for next year, H1 is expected to show a significant plus compared to the year before. Another sign that milk production might be increasing is the significant drop in cow slaughters in both Germany and France, which are both posting a record low number of cow slaughters. We might see France and Germany giving a bit of a Q4 surprise in terms of milk collections. The butter market feels slightly weaker. Butter prices are also under pressure, but just like the previous weeks, it seems that relatively firm cream prices are holding up the spot market. We do hear that there are a few cracks here and there that might suggest that cream prices for next week will come down also a bit more. We have traded about 132 metric tons of butter yesterday, with most volume over Irish butter at a price of 68.50 delivered to the customer for October deliveries. We also did a trade for one truck of German fresh butter for prompt collection at 69.50. We see plenty of sellers, but the need to sell at lower levels doesn't seem to be that big yet. We see sellers for Polish butter between 69.50 and 705. We see sellers for Irish butter between 68.25 and 6900. And we have sellers for German butter between 704 and 708. Finding the buyers against these offers is our hardest thing. EEX futures for Q1 are also trading slightly lower again, and we hear prices around 67.50 for Q1. The demand for Q1 for physical butter starts now at 6600 euros from our side. We also see plenty of Irish butter offers for next year, all around 6,700 euros ex works, but finding buyers at these levels is very difficult. We start the day with the following. We have an offer for 6 trucks of German Belgium Dutch fresh butter for Q1 at a price of 67.75. We have an offer for 4 trucks of frozen lactic Irish butter delivered to the Netherlands at a price of 68.75 for November. We have an offer for 2 trucks of fresh sweet cream butter from Mlekpol or Lumico, Exworks Poland, at a price of 7,000 euros. And we have an offer for 2 trucks of Glambia sweet cream butter for September collection at a price of 6,900 euros. We also have some bids. We have one bid for 3 trucks of butter for October collection, German Belgium Dutch, at a price of 6,800 euros. And we have a bid for 6 trucks of butter, Q1 collection, German Belgium Dutch, at a price of 6,600 euros. The cheese market still feels a little bit weaker. Today we have traded also 132 metric tons of Gouda all over October deliveries between 504 and 509 ex-works. Demand seems to be filled for October from the end user side, and buying interest for October from our side is now gone at levels above 5,000 euros. We do see buyers at 49.50 for Gouda in October, and November and December we have bids below 4,900 euros. We saw that both EEX and Vesper quotations for Gouda came in this week at 51.50 and 51.80, but we don't see any trades near these levels. We also hear that offered volumes from producers for October is greater than in the previous months, and more are already focused on selling November volumes. If we are informed well, producers are now offering 4,900 ex works and 5,000 delivered to end users for November. But as they have very little success in selling at these levels, it seems they prefer selling the liquids instead of producing the product. This might explain also the sudden drop in liquid prices and the rise in available volume. On Edam, we see selling interest close to 5,000 euros, and mozzarella in Q4 is offered at 49.50, but buyers are looking for much lower levels, more closer to 47.50, but without bidding anything firm. We start today with the following markets. We have the offer for 3 trucks of mozzarella in Q4 at 49.50. We have a bid for 6 trucks of Gouda 48 slicing quality in Q4 at a price of 4,900. We have a bid for 2 trucks of mozzarella second half of October at a price of 46.50. We have a bid of 2 trucks of Gouda slicing quality German Dutch origin for October deliveries at a price of 49.50 delivered to the Netherlands. The powder market also feels a bit weaker, but we see most of our sellers trying their luck first at the export markets. With a weaker euro, they still see possibilities to sell some quantities to the Northern African countries, but the export market is also drying up. We hear traded volumes are getting smaller and they have trouble getting the prices accepted. EEX futures for Q1 are now trading below 3,700 euros for Q1, and we see offers for physical skim coming down as well. Looking at the CME, non-fat prices have been in a steady uptrend since the beginning of August, but the uptrend seems to be broken. The strong US dollar is making exports more difficult, as in the US, milk volumes are also better than expected. We start the day as follows. We have an offer for 100 tons of whey powder, French origin, October collection at a price of 4,100 euros. We have an offer for 300 metric tons of whey powder, Irish origin, in Q4 at a price of 1,250 euros, Exworks Ireland. We have an offer for 200 to 300 tons of German skim milk powder, medium heat, at a price of 3,700 euros. We have an offer for 300 tons of skim milk powder in Q4 for Solarec, medium heat, at 3,700 euros. We have an offer for 1 to 200 metric tons of non-standardized Polish S&P, 36% protein as is, at a price of 3,600 at Exworks. And we have a bid for 600 metric tons Irish origin with export docks collection in Q4 at a price of 34.50. Okay, and that was it again. Thank you very much for listening to the Daily Dairy Digest. If this was the first time you've listened and you liked it, you can subscribe via your favorite podcast app by pressing the follow button. If you have any suggestions, tips, or remarks, we are always open for feedback. You can send us the feedback via wouter@getfairdairy.nl. For now, once again, thank you for listening. We wish you a good day, happy trading, and bye-bye.